Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. I'm sure you did not expect to hear from me this soon after I said the season was over. Well, I am just airing for you all listeners publicly a little sneak peek of our November patron-only bonus episode, which is all about Instagram Reels and TikToks, the short-form videos that are so important to increase visibility on social media platforms to grow your accounts, get more clients, get more followers, and get more money, guys. That's what we are all looking for. So this is a 10-minute snippet. The full episode is about a little over 30 minutes. And if you'd like to listen to the full episode, you can subscribe to the Patreon, which will be in the show notes. It is less than the price of a lipstick to access all of the bonus episodes. There is one bonus episode per month, as well as merch perks for the low, low price of $5 a month. And that also goes towards supporting your girl doing this podcast. So make sure to check that out. There are also other tiers that have additional perks. There are four different tiers. Pick whichever one is right for you. And I hope you enjoy this little sneak peek. And I hope to see you in the Patreon soon. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoy. So basically, Instagram CEO came out, I think this was like 2 months ago, basically saying that they are trying to transition to a video only platform, aka they're trying to with TikTok. So therefore, they are pushing Reels, guys, like nothing else. You post a picture, you're never gonna get as many eyes on it as if you post a Reel. And I'm also talking about not posting a video in like your feed. I'm talking about Reels specifically, more so than Instagram videos. It's that short form content that they're looking to push, because people's attention spans are so short nowadays that that's the only thing that really keeps the platforms running and keeps people on the platforms. That's why they want to use that, because people are using TikTok so much more often and staying on TikTok so much more often than anyways. So basically, if you're not utilizing Reels right now, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because your pictures and your videos and your Instagram TVs are not going to be seen by as many people, period. So if you don't believe me on this, I really want you to try some of the tips that I'm going to give you, and also do some trial and error. They call them A/B tests in the tech world. Post the same content as a reel, and then a couple days later, post it as a video and see which one gets more views. I promise you, they'll get more. So I don't want to overwhelm you if you're not someone who wants to be influencing space. But like I said, this can benefit every. They're trying to be like TikToks. If your reach is really shitty right now, it's probably because you're not posting Reels. Another reason why that could be is sometimes the algorithm changes every couple weeks or every month. And if your page is kind of being calibrated to the new algorithm, you could see a dip in your reach. However, it'll go back to normal after like a week or two. So don't let that discourage you. If you see that happening, that could be why as well. So how do you transition your profile if you're someone who mainly posts pictures, which I feel like a lot of makeup artists do? So there's basically, in my opinion, two ways. So utilizing Reels, you can post Reels directly to the Reel tab. I'm sure you know that the main tab is your main feed, and then you have a tab specifically for Reels. So when you go to post the Reel, you can actually bypass your main feed, or you can actually pick your Reels from your main feed and hide them from your main feed just so they pop up in the Reels tab. And the reason why I say this is because I know a lot of you use it for your portfolio and you want to have the pictures on your feed. So a way to not clutter that is you can either make the cover photo of your reel like a nice picture, or bypass that completely and then post the reel just to the Reels tab, and it's still going to go in the algorithm and it's still going to get pushed out in the same way as if you were to post it to your made. It doesn't really, I haven't found it has an effect on reach of it. I think that they do just the same. So if you're someone who's like reluctant to have that on your main feed, you do it that way. Make sure when you are posting, there is a tab that says share to Facebook. Make sure that tab is flicked on. It's a little like on or off button. This is because if you go on Facebook right now, they have Reels integrated into the Facebook main feed, and there's a Reels tab on Facebook. And then if you see a reel on Facebook, you click on it and then it redirects you. The same company, Meta, now owns both Facebook and Instagram. So they're integrated now. So make sure that they are tied together, because those are the ones that have gone most viral for me are because and viral on Facebook as well as Instagram. So basically two different audience. It's really interesting to see, because if you look at your insights, you usually see who comes from Facebook, who comes from Instagram. It's really interesting. If you don't have insights, make sure that you are a creator or a business page. I think that you have more things, what's it called? You have more options, like you have more, what's the word for it? You have more ways to like do your feed. You have more options when you are a creator versus a business. And also businesses, they sometimes hide, because if you're not actually putting up sponsored posts, they'll hide it because you're a business, but creators, they won't. So if you're a business, consider switching over to creator, because I find that creator, when my account was a business, it got less traction. Anyways, so consider bypassing it. Also, what you can do is, instead of posting your pictures as a picture, basically, you can post your pictures in a reel as a slideshow. And that is going to get you more views on that piece of content than actually posting a picture, if that makes sense. So you can post it as a slideshow. Another thing, you want to use the features. So there's a voiceover feature. You can talk about the makeup that you did and just show the picture. Talk about what you did for creating that look. You can do a picture of a product. This is, you know, if you're a little bit camera shy and you're trying to get used to it and you don't want to show yourself on camera, show a picture of your work. Talk about it in the voiceover. Another feature that Insta just rolled out to copy TikTok is the text to talk. And I'm sure you've seen those videos where basically the text comes up and then it sounds like a robot being like, this is how I did this. You know, it's like, it's called text to talk. And that's really, really popular right now. And using that feature will also get more views, I find. If you do a voiceover, you do want to do captions. The videos that have captions on them always do a little bit better, in my opinion, as well. So use the text to talk. So for example, here's what the up and coming trends are for spring bridal makeup in 2020, and then show pictures of those makeups, do a voiceover, do the talk to text, or if you're comfortable enough, show your face, because right now, what is favored by audiences? And we are going to leave the sneak peek at that. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, make sure to subscribe to the Patreon in order to listen to the full episode and get all of the tips and tricks that I use to grow my account and to make short form video content easy, and the reasons why you need to be doing it. And I know you will love the episode, so I will see you in the Patreon. And if not, please stay tuned, because we are going to be having a Lipstick Bitties public virtual holiday party coming up in December. So stay tuned, and we will see you in the Patreon. Otherwise, we will see you at the holiday party.